This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather in South America is performing better than expected. We'll have more right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, since right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
The U.S. markets are keeping a close eye on the weather in South America in the event that they see some crop issues. But right now, the weather is looking to be rainy and supportive of their current crops. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the upcoming weather in Brazil and Argentina.
The short-term 1 to 5 day forecast still shows good rain for most of Brazil. It's that southern portion of Brazil and Argentina that are on the dry side, and they have been dry for a little while now. Starting to get to a point where there is some concern about a drought, maybe some of the production phase issues with relation to corn and beans stuff in Argentina. Not so much in southern Brazil. Still doing okay. There are some areas of Brazil that do have some drought-like conditions, but overall, they're still holding very well. Go out to the 6 to 10 day forecast. It's much of the same. You do start to see a little bit of rain come into that southern portion of Brazil, so that's a good sign for us. A little bit starting to come into to Argentina, but not very much.
The longer-term forecast reiterates the fact that there's not a huge cause for concern yet.
Southern Brazil gets a good amount of rain. This is exactly what we'd like to see, kind of refresh that area down there. Argentina does get more rain. It's a little bit further north than we'd like to see it. We'd like to see it come down a little bit further south, but overall, we're not going to bat an eye when it does show rain on the forecast. We just need to show up in real time. So as far as anything, still over the next maybe 10 days, drying and heat issues in Argentina and southern Brazil, but nothing that we're necessarily going to push a pin upon just yet.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.